To a growing number of people around the world, America's war on terror is about hypocrisy and double standards, about terrorists classified as good and bad, depending on their usefulness to the great game of power politics. For years, Osama bin Laden was not only regarded in Washington and London as a good terrorist, he was virtually our creation. One of the most closely guarded secrets of the Cold War was America's role in supporting Afghan warlords known as the Mujahideen. The official story is that America backed these fundamentalists in response to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in December 1979. But that's not true. It was 6 months before the Soviet invasion, in July of that year, that President Jimmy Carter authorized $500 million to help set up the Mujahideen, a terrorist organization. The American people were completely unaware that their government, together with the British Secret Service, MI6, had begun training and funding Islamic extremists, including Osama bin Laden. Out of this came the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and September the 11th.
Osama bin Laden. We hadn't heard from him in a long time. I don't know if the man's living or the man's dead. But one thing is for certain, the war on terrorists is a lot bigger than one person. And as I told the American people, this is going to be a long and long struggle. And we're making good progress. We've rounding people up slowly but surely, disrupting networks. These are like international criminals, is what they act like. They kind of hide and order things up and then hide again, and we're just patiently hunting them down. And whether or not Osama bin Laden is alive or not, I don't know. Mike, that's right.
Mr. President, if I may walk you out.
If you don't want to tell, you can have a follow-up.
It's now reliably estimated that up to 10,000 civilians may have died in the attack on Iraq.
On Osama bin Laden, does your promise still hold that he will be caught dead or alive at some point?
Say that again.
Does your promise on, or your goal of catching Osama bin Laden dead or alive, does that still stand?
I don't know if he is dead or alive, for starters. So I'm going to answer your question with a hypothetical. Osama bin Laden, he may be alive. If he is, we'll get him. If he's not alive, we got him. And but the issue is bigger than one person. That's what I keep trying to explain to the American people. We're talking about networks that need to be disrupted, plans that need to be stopped. These people are cold-blooded killers. They're interested in killing innocent Americans still. And therefore, we will continue to pursue them. And I understand the frustrations of this war. Everybody wants to be a war correspondent. They want to go out there and see the tanks moving across the plains or the airplanes flying in formation. But that's not the way this war is going to be fought all the time. There's a lot of actions that take place that you'll never see. And some of it, hopefully, will continue to take place as a result of the actions of our friends, such as that which took place in the Philippines. Abu Saif, the leader, evidently was killed by Philippine troops, and that's positive. That's a positive development. We're constantly working with nations that might become havens for terrorists, to make sure that there's no place for him to bunch up or train, and we're making progress, but it's a long journey, and that's what people have got to know. Yeah.
The United Nations was founded so that we would never forget the crimes of great power. Are we now in danger of forgetting? Do we forget the lies that justified the conquest of Iraq and disguised America's plans to dominate all the world? Do we forget that the British government has announced, for the first time, that it's prepared to launch an attack with nuclear weapons, echoing yet again George Bush? And do we accept a distortion of intellect and morality that empties noble words like democracy and liberation of their true meaning, that says it's wrong for a terrorist to kill innocent people, but right for governments to commit the same crimes in our name? The answer is that we need not accept any of this if we recognize that there are now two superpowers. One is the regime in Washington, the other is public opinion, now stirring all over the world, perhaps as never before. Make no mistake, it's an epic struggle. The alternative is not just the conquest of faraway countries, it's the conquest of us, of our minds, our humanity, and our self-respect. If we remain silent, victory over us is assured.